Hi, Greg Perry, the Historic Preservationist. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 80. Moving back into to a theme of architecture today, talking about a very interesting and a very important house, the Heister House in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Palladian architecture in the Germanic style. So, in 1931... the Colonial Revival architect G. Edwin Brumbaugh gave a lecture in Pennsylvania on German architecture at the annual meeting of the Pennsylvania German Society of Architecture. He proclaimed, "Has always been the great storyteller of history, and thus each is helpful to a complete understanding of the other." 2 years later, his lecture and accompanying black and white images were published in the Society's proceedings. Several of those images depicted the interior of the Daniel and Catherine Heister House in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, and for decades were the sole means by which the house was known. Recently, however, the house was acquired by a private non-profit foundation that intends to restore the building and made it accessible to visitors. The surrounding 78 acres were also permanently preserved by the Montgomery County Lands Trust, ensuring that the house's scenic content will be protected. Built in around 1757, the house is an extraordinary intact survival of the Palladian architecture in the Germanic style. Although the symmetrical order of the facade and presence of gable end chimneys would lead many to conclude that the house was built in the English Georgian fashion, but actually in reality, the Palladian tradition was well known in continental Europe, so it would be overly simplistic to assume that it was emulating English precedents. On the interior, many details express the distinctive Germanic preferences of the house's first residences. Born in 1713 in the district of Wittgenstein in the Westphalia region of Germany, David Heister immigrated to Pennsylvania in 1737 and settled in what is now Montgomery County. Within 20 years of his arrival, he had proposed well enough to undertake construction of a large brick house. The fact that Heister also owned a brickworks no doubt helped him to afford glazed header Flemish bond construction on all four sides of the building, a great extravagance in colonial America. Most houses in southeastern Pennsylvania were constructed of log or stone. Only 2 years after the house was built, the location of Heister's was noted on Nicholas Skull's 1759 map of Pennsylvania. In 1783, the property was offered for rent and the dwelling described as a large brick building and one of the best houses in that part of the county. Inside, a central hallway runs the full depth of the house. An open staircase with flat balusters in the Germanic manner dominates the rear of the hall, which is flanked by two rooms on both sides. The front rooms, both formal parlors, were heated with cast iron stoves, each consisting of five plates that together formed an open-end box that was inserted into the jamb of the fireplace in the rear of each room. Each stove was fueled through a hole in the side of the jamb, with a smaller hole above to draw the smoke into the chimney flue. A stove plate found inside the house, later used as a fireback, is thought to be one from the original stoves. It is dated 1756 and bears half of the inscription, "Judge not that ye shall be judged," which would have continued on the other side of the plate if it were there. The two front parlors are each lit with four large windows. The lights on one facade running nearly to the ceiling in an extravagant display of glass. A building cupboard remains in one parlor wall. In the northwest corner of the house is the original kitchen, with its 12-foot-wide hearth, supported by a double arch in the cellar below. The second floor plan mirrors and mimics that of the first. On this level, the original architecture is almost entirely intact, down to the wrought iron hinges on many of the doors. Proceeding up the stairs, one immediately notices that the profile of the balusters changes to a symmetrical vaso or vasio form design. But subtle details, such as the running of a beaded edge in the plaster, where the rear wall of the house narrows as it rises above the first floor, are evidence of the high degree of finish, fit and finish, throughout the building. One of the rear bedchambers has a fully paneled end wall with a corner fireplace and build-up cupboard, or shrunk, call it a closet if you like, that remains the original turned wooden pegs inside. The other rear chamber has a smaller shrunk that once contained shelves. The massive flue from the kitchen hearth below is concealed behind the paneling. The most formal bedchamber in the front of the house has an elaborate corner fireplace with a bold cornice and cross-netted corner overmantel. The two-story attic is typical of early Pennsylvania German architecture. Massive oak beams create a sturdy support system for the roof in a truncated principality-type rafter system with collar ties known in German as the Langfanger Dachschell. This heavy framing method, commonly used in German-speaking areas in Europe, was often used to support the weight of the clay tiles and suggests that the Heister house may have originally had such a roof, which could have been produced at Heisler's brick manufactory. Many details remain to be determined about the Heister house, including the original paint scheme, as well as a better understanding of the ancillary structures on the property, many of which are now gone or only partially exist. Early photographs help document a tenant house or summer kitchen that was added in the 19th century. Research about the Heister family and their worldly goods is also ongoing and very interesting. Little is known about Daniel Heister after he built the house, other than he moved in 1774 to Reading, the seat of the neighboring Berks County, the county seat, where he died in 1795. In 1742, he married Catherine Schuller, and they had six surviving children. The best known of their four sons, Daniel Jr., served in the Revolutionary War, and was a member of the Supreme Executive Council of Pennsylvania from 1784 to 1786. Together with Frederick A. and Peter Muhlenberg, he was one of the only three Germans elected to the first Federal Congress. In 1770, Daniel Jr. married Rosanna Hagar, daughter of the founder of Hagerstown, Maryland. Because the couple had no children, their belongings were divided up among the many relatives after their deaths, and few items have been identified thus far. Known pieces include a 5-piece silver tea and coffee service made by Joseph Lones of Philadelphia, and a portrait of Rosanna painted by Joseph Wright of Reading, Pennsylvania. Because most research on the Pennsylvania Germans has been on folk art, such as Fructer and painted chest, objects owned by only elite families, such as the Heisters, are often overlooked or poorly understood. When artifacts such as the Palladian-style house or silver tea service are considered, they're usually read as evidence of assimilation into Anglo-American society. The Heister house calls for a different interpretation by revealing that the use of Palladian architecture by wealthy, status-conscious Pennsylvania Germans could be entirely in keeping with Germanic traditions. But ironically, this is exactly what G. Edwin Brumbaugh contended in 1931, noting that the same sweep of the Renaissance, which was still developing the Georgian style in England, was producing a national counterpart in Germany. To what extent it reached Pennsylvania through English channels, and to what extent through German is quite controversial at this point, but it is to be belated, to have a belated justice to admit that the German influence has been underrated. More than 80 years later, this is a lesson we are still learning. So, great house in Montgomery County, and you can see many of these style of houses throughout Berks County. So, so take a ride and follow that that dirt road, that unspoken road, and see what you can find. A lot of great craftsmanship, whether it be in the decorative arts such as furniture, clocks, and architecture in Berks County. Greg Perry, the historic preservationist, signing out. Thanks for listening.